one of the downsides, I guess, of being raised a cradle Catholic is I don't actually have a memory of being taught how to pray, right? It was something that was just kind of instilled in us. Even before I had long-term memory, I was being taught the sign of the cross, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, just kind of these textbook Catholic prayers that I've had my entire life and have no memory of when I first learned those prayers. Now, that doesn't mean I learned them well. My dad relates that when I was really little and first learning the Our Father, that I didn't quite understand what I was saying or what the words meant. And so rather than saying, Our Father who art in heaven, I would say, Our Father through art in heaven, as if he was up there chucking Mona Lisas around the heavenly realm. But I still learned those prayers. And I do kind of remember as a little kid, and you can see a lot of our kids do this as well, I remember coming to church and being very fervent in my prayers, right? You go and you kneel down and you scrunch your eyes up really tight, you know, and you pray really hard, you know, and you really mean it, and you believe it. You believe that God is actually listening, and you believe that whatever you ask for, he's going to give you. And there's just kind of this pure innocence to that prayer. If you ever see a little kid pray, you know what I'm talking about. And there's something very attractive to that. But then somewhere along the line, that kind of just fell away. Yes, we continued praying the rosary every night in my family. We said many Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees. But at some point in time, probably around middle school, I really wasn't praying anymore. I said the words, I attended Mass, but there was no real communication with God. There was no opening of the heart and talking with Him. And so, it's not surprising to me when I talk with our young people, and they say exactly that. They say, Father, I don't know if I'm praying right. Or I don't know how to pray. I was never taught how to pray. Now, I was very grateful because in my high school years was when I started to feel that call to priesthood. And I kind of felt forced, for lack of a better word, to start talking to God because I wanted to tell Him that He made a mistake, that I didn't want to be a priest. Now, obviously, He was right, and He won out in the end. But it forced me to have that dialogue with Him, to talk to God, to have that communication, and it became something profound. And I thank God every day for that gift. It's the greatest gift I've been given. And I don't take that for granted. Here recently, I was talking with a priest friend of ours, and he was detailing how he started doing this new program in his parish, and he based it on speed dating, but instead it was speed spiritual direction. So you could just show up and you get 15 minutes with the priest just to kind of talk about whatever's going on in your life, and he just kind of would zip these people in and out, just like speed dating, but it was speed spiritual direction. And he actually had 60 of his parishioners that signed up for this, and they'd showed up, and one after the other, after the other, after the other, they all came to him kind of with what was going on in their lives, what they needed help with in their spiritual life. He said what surprised him and what he wasn't expecting was that every single one of these 60 people that came to him, every single one of them said, Father, I don't know how to pray. Now, they weren't saying that they didn't know the Our Father, they didn't know the Hail Mary, they didn't know the Glory Be. They knew those prayers, they knew how to pray at Mass, but they didn't know what it really felt like to pray. And they were hoping He would shed some light on that for them. Maybe you're in the same boat. I know I am from time to time. I wonder to myself, am I praying as well as I could be? Am I doing it right? Or is there something else I should be doing in my prayer? What's the silver bullet? What's the trick? The disciples in today's gospel are thinking the same thing. Here they see this man that they've been following around, and he's a weird man. He shows up in town, and he does these miracles. He cures these people. He preaches this message of peace and goodwill, and then he just leaves. He just abandons everybody to go up on a mountaintop away from the crowd. And he goes up there to pray, to connect with his Father. And he's up there for hours and hours and hours. And finally, one day, he comes back down, and the disciples turn to him and say, "Teach us. What are you doing up there? Like, what's going on? We want to have some of that. Teach us how to pray." And he turns right back to them, and he gives them the familiar prayer. "Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test." It's considered by many to be the perfect prayer because it was given to us by God. However, I would have to imagine if you were one of the disciples on that day, you'd be slightly disappointed. Because here you're probably thinking something profound or something very deep and meaningful would be given to you. This man's been up on the mountaintop for hours. Surely he's not just repeating this same prayer over and over again. It's a childish prayer. It's milk that can be easily digested. And maybe that's the best starting point. But then he goes on. And he relates how prayer is like a friend who is persistent, who keeps knocking at the door. That if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you will find. If you knock at the door, it will be open to you. Why? Why is he adamant about this persistence? Well, we see it in today's first reading. We have Abraham, who is speaking on behalf of the city of Sodom, and he's trying to save the citizens there. He's being persistent. In fact, it almost reads like a children's story, how at every turn he's just like, okay, well, if it's not 50, how about 45? How about 35? How about 30? And he just keeps going down the line. God desires for us to be persistent. Why? Because that's how any relationship works. I had one teenager I was talking to, and he related that he had struggles with his prayer life. And I asked him, well, what does your prayer look like? He said, well, I usually just turn to God when I have something going on in my life and I need extra help, when I need those extra, you know, brain memories, when I got to take a test or I've got to deal with some stressful situation. I was like, okay, you know, at least you're praying at least at some level, but what if you had a friend that only ever called you or texted you or visited you when they had a favor to ask of you? Would you be friends with them for very long? He kind of laughed and he said, well, probably not, no, that'd be just annoying. God doesn't want us to be persistent because we are in need of things. He wants us to be persistent because he doesn't want us to just have one conversation with him every couple months. He wants to have a real dialogue with us. He wants to be invested in our lives, but we have to initiate that. He wants us to be persistent because he wants to be a part of it every single day of our lives. We're the ones that hold back. I don't even know if I've answered the question how to pray. But maybe we do what the disciples do in today's gospel. Maybe we do the exact same thing and we begin our prayer by asking that question. Lord, teach me how to pray. Maybe in that honesty with our God, his promise would be fulfilled. Maybe if we ask that question, we'd receive that answer. If we sought that, a relationship with God, that's what we would receive. That if we knocked on the door of heaven, maybe it would be open to us. And finally, we would begin to see what a beautiful gift this really is. A gift that doesn't just impact us for this lifetime, but makes way and ready a life in eternity. when all we will do is pray. All we will ever do is talk with our God, be filled with who He is and how much He loves us. I don't know, now I'm just rambling. But if that's what prayer looks like, it's worth it, no matter how persistent we need to be. Amen.